bitches will fry chicken and have to fly with the flow for a whole week.
No dead ass.
Yeah, yeah, I'ma tell them we know you got steak and you know you gon' shoot by me. Yeah, yeah, water that summer, you know I got diamond them real VV. Yeah, yeah, hit a bad bitch from the back and you know she lick cream on me. Yeah, yeah, Mexico drop to the whole.
Okay, so what brought me to an HBCU? So it's really long. So, okay, I always wanted to come to Clark. Like, I just was looking up schools one day in middle school. Like, okay, this school I'm going to. And I found out it was HBCU. And I was like, yes, I want to go. Because I always hung out with white people and stuff. So I was like, I really want to get around black people. Well, God worked in a mysterious way. So it was a school in South Carolina, University of South Carolina. I waited too late to apply. I didn't get in, and I went to Clark, and I said, Mama, this is what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to come to Clark, and so here I am at Clark. Okay, the reason why I chose HBCU is because in elementary and middle school, you know, it was predominantly Caucasian. I cheered on an all-white cheerleading team. I was the only black girl. And then my sister went to Alabama State, which is an HBCU as well. And I was just like, white people get on my nerves. Like, they cool, but in a way, like, this is getting on my nerves. Like, I can't do this in college. Like, I want to go to a black school. And so, yeah, here I am at a black school, and I love my black school.
What brought me to an HBCU? I wanted to be around a lot of black people, but at first I wanted to go to Full Sail, but that was my first choice. But when I came here and did the tour with my sister, I seen, like, all the black people, and, they had like a good, Clark had a good mass media program, so, you know, that's why.
Yeah, I need to be around some black people because I grew up white.
In my high school, we had a pretty diverse crowd, you know. It was a lot of white people, black people, Hispanic people, you know, Asian people. And I really don't think I got that, you know, black fulfillment in the culture of my high school, so I decided to go to HBCU. But the funny thing is, as soon as I was telling my teachers and stuff that I was going to Clark Atlanta University and HBCU, they asked me why. But the question is, why not?
When I was doing the college process, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I thought I wanted to go to the Navy. Like, I really didn't have any direction. So my mom, like, she has 3 college degrees, so she's really heavy on school. So she was like, you need to go to school. So I looked at every HBCU that, like, I thought I would be interested in. So I ran past Clark, and it was homecoming week, which was my birthday week. So we visited Clark. Like, it was lit down here. So I'm like, Mom, I gotta go here, and that's how I'm here.
For me, I always knew I wanted to go to HBCU since I was a little girl. Neither one of my parents went to HBCU. My grandmother is like very pro-black, so, and I was a swimmer, so I had my fair share with white people, and I just didn't want to learn with them anymore. And as a finance major, I'm about to spend the rest of my life in corporate America with them, so I really wanted to go to HBCU and get in tune and just thrive in all this black excellence.
Best memory you have about college?
My best memory? Oh. Okay, my best memory I can say is that I participated in a certain competition. And like, we had that competition, we performed at the party. So yeah, that party was lit. I performed at the party. The drinks was good. The young man who hosted the party was very mannerable, very nice. They said, oh, are you good? You okay? You need a drink? They just made sure I was okay. I met a few people that night. And it was just a magical time. Like, my eye was glowing, like literally.
Not magical.
Like, it was magical. Like, it was like Nicki Minaj moment for life. You feel me? Like, I wish I could have this moment for life. Let me see.
5 minutes later.
Really, my favorite memory was spring break. Spring break was my favorite memory.
I didn't have it yet.
What?
I ain't have it yet.
Why not?
It's only been a semester. I ain't have it yet.
Mine was freshman year. We had like a block party, like on the promenade. The police came down. We still partying.
I think my best experience would be like, you know, when you're going out and you're getting drunk. Okay. So it was just one time. It was, I can't believe I'm saying this on camera, but this is like what really just came to my mind. So me and my friend went out down the street to, y'all know that place down the street from here?
It's
hella
stuff down the street.
Well, yeah, some little place down the street. So me and my friend went, it was the first week of the semester. So everybody drinking bottles, clear, dark, whatever. So I'm like, okay, let me be a daredevil. I'm drinking everything, not chasing nothing. So we get out the party, I'm stumbling and stuff. I get to my room. No, I don't get to my room, we get to the suites. I fucking run into the corner, dodge into the corner. The CU camp is like, oh, sit down. We gotta get your name. We gotta see where you live. I'm giving them the wrong room number, thinking it's the real room number. Like, that's the craziest experience I've had here. Like, I thought I was gonna get kicked out of school. Yeah.
My favorite thing about college would be the growth. Like, the good, the bad, the ugly, the trials and tribulations, like, it definitely comes with growth. And I wouldn't be the woman who I am today without all of that, like, all of that. You learn a lot about yourself.
If you could give your younger self advice on what to do to prepare for this experience, what would it be?
Yeah, do scholarships, because in high school, everybody tell you, oh, you need to go off to college. Like, that's the right thing to do in order to get a job. But they don't necessarily prepare you for the facts in college. So I would do, like, a lot more scholarships and try to get more grants and resources. Because now that I'm about to graduate, the reality is I'm going to have to pay back, like, $100,000. And I wish I would have known then what I know now. But I would definitely, like, tell myself, like, get on them scholarships early in the game.
Apply for more scholarships.
Yes, apply for more scholarships. And get more involved socially and just in creating better study habits, yes.
Remain in a judgment-free zone, like no judgment, just because you just never know what the other person is capable of. You could be blocking your blessings. You could be missing your blessings. So I would just say to just, you know, live a judgment-free zone life, just because, you know.
What would your perfect homecoming concert lineup be?
Drake, Uzi, and A-Boy.
I said all the old people, the D4L, the Franchise Boys, and Cry Mop.
I would turn up in that one.
Trina and the City Girls, for sure.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I feel like all low key all female lineup would be fine.
Definitely.
Maybe Nicki.
Cardi
for sure. Who else?
We can have a little Summer Walker in there.
Oh yeah, Summer Walker. I love her.
Little R&B.
Dudes, I would probably say Future, Young Thug, Gunna, Lil Baby, and it was one more that I just had and I lost it.
Well, I got a different one. Male wise, I feel like since we are in Atlanta, we should embrace Atlanta's culture. Therefore, we should have a throwback one where it's rich kids, not just schoolie, rich kids,
all of them.
Okay, rich kids, Travis Porter, Roscoe Dash, Waka Flocka,
Lady Rich Kids.
Just everybody from like middle school,
yes.
Fifth grade, like Atlanta people.
Of course, City Girls, period. Gotta have my mom Cash Doll. Little Baby for the culture, because it's Atlanta. I would throw in Juvenile in there, because you know, everybody like to back that ass up. I feel like it's so many artists. If you got Little Baby, you gotta have Gunna. And I would say,
Cardi B.
Yeah.
And Migos, because can't have Cardi B without Migos. That would be my lineup. Turn.
How soon did you get it popping after you moved on campus?
That night.
I'm weak. I think that Thursday, the school started that Thursday. That night.
Yes. Oh,
this man said.
I'll get in
trouble. I'm just kidding. Well, while you thinking, I'm gonna answer. Okay?
All right, go ahead and answer.
Well, I made a dumb mistake coming into college with a boyfriend, which don't do that. That's lame. But yeah, I came to college with a boyfriend. So I didn't start getting it popping literally since like until March of freshman year. Yeah, we broke up. Me and my man, we broke up, and then within that same week.
Okay, so I didn't really get it popping until last semester.
Dang.
All they hate is all showing.
So
naked bitches and they all going. Naked bitches, yeah, they all blowing. Money fetish, yeah, money fetish, yeah.